your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into the different areas of our lives. We like to start the program with a scripture reading. We have two today, one from the Old Testament, one from the New. These have both been on my heart this week. The first one, we're going into the Psalms. I've been really parked in the Psalms lately. This is Psalm 73, verses 23 to 26. It goes like this. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I love that. Psalm 73. And now we're going New Testament. Some of you have heard me share this before. We're in the book of Revelation on this one. It's short and sweet, but it's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Goes like this, words of Jesus. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Thank you again for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. And on this program, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, because that is really the heart and soul of this program. We would love to pray for you today. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
And in your hour of desperation, no, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program, we have Paul Harris is with us talking about his journey to plant the brand new Victory Church here in Charlottesville. Paul, before I get back to you, I want to give a shout out to a new Christian radio station that's on a sister station. It's 94.1 called The Oasis. If you have not found that station yet, make sure you go to it when the program's over, and dial in to that station. You will be blessed. It is awesome. Paul, we're back to you. We're talking about Victory Church. I love your story. I love your faithfulness, how you are walking it out with God. Tell our listeners kind of what the time frame is of Victory Church. Where are you in the process? And let's go from there.
Sure. We're in the process of preparing, mm-hmm. and building up what prayerfully will be our core team that will help launch the church. And so last fall, for example, in 2017, Victory Church will be a part of Every Nation Ministries, which is a large family of churches, and our sending church is Grace Covenant Church in Chantilly, Virginia. So we've been there in Chantilly, mm-hmm. Serving on their staff as small groups pastor as we learn how to do this. Mm. And Every Nation Ministries sent us through an assessment period and then a boot camp. And I was just on the phone yesterday with my coach through Every Nation, just talking through next steps. And mm-hmm. so as it looks now, next steps look like preview services this coming fall.
Awesome.
And as the Lord guides us, we'll ramp up to weekly mm-hmm. services when that time is right. So at this point, we are having meetings where we're casting vision, sharing who we are, mm-hmm. and those meetings are open to anyone. March 3rd is our next one, and at the YMCA and also at Greenstone the same day. Mm-hmm. And prayerfully this fall, we'll be up and running.
Awesome. Good luck with everything. I know that God's Spirit is upon you, and it's just been evident to me since the first time I met you. So I'm thrilled to see what God is doing in your life. Let's talk about something that some non-believers struggle with, and I think you're the perfect guy to talk about this, but let's talk about for a second hearing from God. Obviously, you've heard a lot from God here recently. Could you, particularly for folks who are still not of faith yet, that they haven't been able to cross the line of faith, and they've struggled with, is hearing from God, is that for me, or is that only for certain people? Does God really talk to me? Could you maybe walk us through what that means to you, hearing from God, and how maybe a practical application of that, just a little bit?
Sure. Gosh. I can't help but think of John 3:16,
mm-hmm.
where it said, God so loved us all
mm-hmm.
that he gave his son. And to that end, he desires to speak to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And as we read his word, that's one way through which he speaks to me and could speak to you and anyone who opens up his word. I often pray Psalm 119 and 18, which says, open my eyes so that I can see
mm-hmm.
all that's in the law. And I believe if anyone were to open his Bible and pray accordingly, that God would open up the ears of their heart
mm-hmm.
To hear what he's saying to them. And to that end, one area, and I know there are many things that might be barriers over which people need to get to press into God or hear God, one of which that I've spoken of recently is that of people not feeling like they are even reconcilable to God.
Mm.
They're too far gone. Mm. They've done too much. They are maybe even embarrassed, right, because of what they think they should know, and they've done all of these things. And I'm reminded of Scripture where it says he reconciled us to him.
Mm.
It was his sacrifice. It was nothing we did. It was no intellect of our own, strategy, idea, gifting of ours, but it was what he did in taking our sins on him that allowed us to even bridge the gap that we created mm-hmm. due to our iniquity. And so to that end, when it comes to hearing from God, for me, it's every day taking a moment to be still
mm-hmm.
and asking him to help me hear from him, because without him opening up my ears, I can't do it
mm-hmm.
on my own. And for me, that's huge. And it's relieving.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have to depend on me
to
do it. And to that end, I think anyone who's any of the listeners or anyone that I interact with, prayerfully, it'd be relieving for them as well. It's mm-hmm. not about us and what we can do. Mm-hmm. It's what he's already done and has offered to us to receive.
Well, you know, Paul, hearing from God changed the trajectory of my life as well. Our listeners have heard me tell the story. I'll just touch down for just a brief moment that a little over 10 years ago, I heard from God during a period in my life where, and again, our listeners have heard me say this, I never had any trouble with alcohol. This was not an alcoholism issue or anything even close to that, but it was during the time when I was drinking a glass of wine, and it was a period of a little bit of escapism during that moment. And I heard from God at that moment. First of all, the question came in to me is, what exactly are you looking for? And why are you looking there? And I didn't kind of really understand the questions as they came in, but they were sort of revealed to me over a period of time as I reviewed the conversation. And then the conversation went like this. And I think you've heard me talk about this a little bit, Paul, is that the challenge came in, and it was like this. If you put that away and remove that from your life, and instead of looking for your whatever it is you're looking for there, come and search out my word. Spend that time instead of there. Come over here. In essence, come with me and spend time with me. And I will give you everything that you've been looking for. At that period of my life, God's word, the Bible,
mm-hmm.
was a little bit foreign to me. I had never really traveled a full lap around it. I had tried. It didn't really stick. I couldn't get any traction. I was a church-going guy growing up. and I remained a church-going guy. But what was missing, for me was that manna from heaven, the part where I could get away with God, where I could meet with Jesus, and that has changed the trajectory of my entire life. So when people ask that question, do you hear from God? Oh, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe others have heard and have not taken God up on the offer. It's, I believe that that offer is there for everyone. Mm-hmm. And as we turn this back to our scripture reading to start the program, I want maybe your comments on Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, where honestly, up until 10 years ago, I had never been in the book of Revelation before. And so for me now, 10 years later, to be just kind of rejoicing when it, when I get a moment that is so fresh like that, Revelation 3:20, where Jesus says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will eat with him and he with me." That invitation, I believe, and again, Paul, I'm coming to you, but I believe that that invitation is available for everyone, no matter where you are, no matter kind of how you feel about yourself on this quote-unquote spectrum of faith, where you are on the journey. I believe that the King of the universe wants to use your word, reconcile with us and have fellowship with us to the point of spending time and have a meal. Paul, sorry, that was a long-winded wind-up to you.
That was great. That was absolutely great. I wanted to say amen, because there's not much to really add to that, Jeff. I really agree with everything you've just shared. And to that point of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians talks about us being given that ministry of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And so in many ways, I see us, not just Victory Church, any one of us who believes in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, have been given that ministry to steward. And so in many ways, I'm wanting to, and I ask God every day, help me to make you recognizable in me so that people through me can see you knocking on their door.
Amen.
And to that end, help me to see as you see, right? To your point of everyone being invited.
Yes.
I want to see like that. Who do I pass every day? Who do I see that maybe if I'm in a rush, I don't quite acknowledge, right? And I just see that opportunity, the privilege of being God's hands and feet in that way, such that they can sense him knocking through me. And so in all of my doing, whether I'm teaching, whether I'm having coffee at a local shop, Lord, help me to conduct myself in such a way that God can be recognized in me and people can hear him knocking on their door through me. And that's my prayer. And to your point, I think that invitation is to all.
Well, you have been a mighty blessing to me, Paul Harris, not only today on the program, but just being around you. You just have, as we would say, as the Bible says, your light is shining. And I believe that you are doing exactly what God would have you do right now. And so, as we wind down the show, Paul, I just want to say good luck to you and your bride. I have no doubt that as you faithfully serve the Lord, he will continue to bless you and your family.
Thanks, Jeff, and thanks for having me here. It's a blessing to be here with you.
Oh, man, I can't wait to come to the service. One more time. First, the preview service is when?
Well, the preview services haven't started yet, but I will say on March 3rd, 8:30 to 10:30 at the Y, we'll be sharing vision again. And that same day over at Greenstone in Charlottesville from 12 to 1:30, we'll be having a meet and greet.
So awesome.
Anyone can join us at one or both of those places.
Victory Church in Charlottesville, Paul Harris, to you and to your bride, to your coming church, I want to say may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a blessed week. We'll see you all next week on the program for more Everyday Faith Radio. And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Back with us on the program. I'm so excited for this show. We have my friend Paul Harris back on the show. And Paul, thanks for being on the show. Lots going on in your days.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me back on the show. And there are plenty of happenings, and glad to be here to share a little bit of it.
Well, I've known you for a while, but I haven't really known exactly what you are up to, other than I can say this. I just had this feeling that you were this, well, I could just tell that you had an anointing and the Spirit of God was on you. And so when we talk about what we're about to talk about, it was no super surprise, although I was jazzed to hear about it. So tell our listeners what you're up to so they can kind of share in this.
Sure, sure. Well, we are planting a church here in Charlottesville. Victory Church will be the name of the church. And the vision of the church is to see people reconciled to God and each other. And it's been a burden on our heart for years now. But I would say in 2015, we sense God really having us put pen to paper and write that vision down and write down the folks with whom God would want us to plant this church. And we were serving here locally and being mentored really well by some local pastors. And once we shared with them what God had placed in our heart, we were encouraged and supported by them. And 2 years later, here we are getting ready to put it into action.
Well, give us a little bit of that. Let's back up just a little bit and tell everybody, our listeners, a little bit about your career prior to the calling to step out into ministry, if you would.
Absolutely. Well, Charlottesville isn't unfamiliar in that I attended here for my undergraduate years and graduate years. I studied education and have always sensed that as a calling, too. And so I spent time as a high school counselor for several years in Tidewater and then Northern Virginia. And when the opportunity came up for me to get back to UVA to teach in the program that trained me, it was hard not to at least submit my application. And if I'm honest, I didn't think there was a chance that we'd land here. It's a it's a pretty difficult space to get into, but God, I believe, ordained it for us to be back. And so since 2011, I've been training school counselors in training to go into schools and work with students. Again, that's, for me, has always been ministry, if you will.
Yes.
And so this church plant in many ways is, I think, a part of the same call to see folks reconciled to God and each other and to see his kingdom advanced here. And he's just allowed us to do so through the local church.
Well, I love the joyful spirit about you. And one thing I've heard you say several times already on the program is us and we and our. Can you explain to our listeners who's involved when you say us and we?
Yeah, I'll start with my bride of 12 years. Because when those prayers started, I had to make sure she too was hearing from the Lord. And she was and is. And so that was the we then that we began praying. Lord, where do you want us to plant? What kind of church are you calling us to build? With whom are you calling us to build?
So hold on. So it started with the two of you.
Correct.
Yes. Started husband and wife.
That's correct.
Praying together, hearing from God. And so I'm sorry, keep going.
No,
I love that.
Absolutely correct. And once I knew we were on that same page, we prayed about it for a bit, wrote things down. And then we made a phone call to a longtime friend and mentor, pastor of ours in Northern Virginia. And in so many words said, we sense God calling us to plant a church, but we don't know how to do this. And he and the church there had some experience in doing so. And so we've connected with them, and they'll be our sending church. And so we'll have the support. So that's part of the we as well. And God has really touched the hearts of folks there in Northern Virginia to move here to help us plant. So that's a part of the we. And in addition to that, there are some folks here locally in Charlottesville who have since reached out and said they too want to be a part of what God is doing through Victory Church. And as I like to say, alongside those who have been doing it for years, we're just going to carry out the specific and unique burden that God's placed on our heart for this city.
Well, I love what you're doing. I love the husband and wife, kind of the heartbeat of the church starting there. I think that is amazing. My question that I have for you is, talk to me about Did the fear factor creep in once you made this decision, because you both very successful in careers and life, and you're kind of, you have this one trajectory that's taking off, and then all of a sudden you pray, you hear from God, you hear a call to make a right turn, but oftentimes people ignore that signal. And sure. And they think, okay, well, that's what I heard, but that's not what I want to hear, so I'm going to stay with the career and the trajectory and all that goes with that. Talk to me about, did the second guessing come in? Did the, hey, honey, that was all just, maybe that was just a wild dream. We can't do that. did the doubters start coming at you? Walk me through that, or was it just, nope, this is absolutely clear, this is what we're doing. Tell me about that.
A little bit of all of that, mm-hmm. if I'm honest, and thank God for the Holy Spirit, mm. because he reminds us.
Mm-hmm.
And what he reminded me of in that season of, I'm not calling anybody with this because I'm not sure I really want to do it,
yeah.
was of the moments in our lives, and I'll speak to maybe one or two of them, when, for example, we were pregnant with our first child, mm. it's 2009 or so, and I received an offer to be promoted, mm. as I'd hoped to do in the field of education.
Mm-hmm.
I took that new job only to realize once there, that wasn't where the Lord wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was my doing. Mm-hmm. It was my controlling. It was my ambition, if you will, that got mm-hmm. the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so in short, we heard God saying what he was saying, and we left. We went back to my old job, about 40% of the salary we were making. Mm. My wife's pregnant. She's not working. We're living in Northern Virginia. That is not a good recipe for providing well for your family. But the short end of it is God brought that back to my memory and said,
yeah.
How did I take care of you then?
Mm-hmm.
Have I not shown you that leaning on your own understanding mm-hmm. doesn't work out too well
mm-hmm.
for you? And so like I provided for you then. Like I've provided for you since, and there have been other circumstances mm-hmm. where we've had to extend our faith. He's going to do the same in this season. So, yes, there were the moments, mm-hmm. Like the gentleman in the Bible who said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
Right.
There were those right. moments of, how is this going to work?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the tenure mm-hmm. track at UVA. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot mm-hmm. to do that well. And that call was clear that the Lord said, I've got you.
Mm-hmm.
And my words never return void. So if I'm calling you to this, it's gonna come to fruition. So just trust.
How important is or has been your history with God that you were able to kind of lean back and say, well, he has provided. He is the provider God. He is faithful.
Yeah.
And don't get in the way of his plans, because a fully surrendered life means we're going to do his will and not mine. How important was that history part that you could kind of go back in your life and say, well, you know, this is all true.
Yeah, it's critical. And it's hard to speak to that
yeah.
without thinking of my mom and dad.
Oh.
And I have to go back to childhood and mm-hmm. what I saw in mm-hmm. them. Perfection, no.
mm-hmm.
I don't know that any human is, but mm-hmm. I'd like to think perfect submission of mm-hmm. their faults, of their downfalls, if you will, and shortcomings. Mm-hmm. And there are moments I can recall now in their lives where as a kid, I saw them submit to him when to us it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we told them it didn't make sense in our mind and our intellectual capacity. Mm-hmm. And yet God was faithful, whether it was a job situation or us in school mm-hmm. or whatever the scenario was. And I have to go there first, because those memories mm. I can't overstate mm. as being critical to me now, trusting what he's saying to me, because all that I know is his faithfulness
oh.
through them in our lives then. And then when we got married, I shared the one story of how he has shown himself faithful. Mm. So
that's wonderful. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're talking with Paul Harris. We're heading towards the break. Paul, as I listen to your story, I do think of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit. And you said the word submit, so that's kind of what dialed up on me. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. I pray that over you and your wonderful wife and your new church plant. Have one more question before we hit the break. You talked about your parents. Now, let me talk about this decision and how your children factored in. And have you thought about it from this perspective? Have you thought about it in terms of this is the type of, I had that example. This is Paul Harris talking. I had the example with my parents. I want to be that example to my children. Has any of that kind of factored into kind of your decision here? Have you visualized that, that although your children are young, as they grow, they'll be able to say, well, you know what, Mom and Dad, we're doing this, but they heard the call from the Lord and they too were able to submit. Have you pictured that kind of going forward?
Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. And I can't count because I don't know all of the moments of God's grace and mercy in our lives that were due to Mom and Dad's obedience. Mm-hmm. But I know that that's the case. And almost like Zacchaeus or Lydia, though not the exact situations, I'm seeing in this season, our obedience having implications. Like in those cases, he said, your household is now saved. And I see that for us. And it's already, God's given us a little glimpse of that. Our 7-year-old just accepted Christ a couple of months ago.
Beautiful.
When we were nervous about the move and doing all of what we're doing. And so, yes, no question that I see our submission to him as a household endeavor. And prayerfully, our example will be one that our kids can emulate. And by his grace, that'll be the reality.
Amen. And it's the overflow. You can already sense it. And I know that this program is going to bless our listeners as well as they hear your faithful testimony. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back more with our conversation with Paul Harris as he embarks on an incredible journey planting Victory Church here in Charlottesville. We'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need